I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. The news from Pittsburgh is as shocking today as it was on Saturday, and why shouldn't it be? 11 people murdered inside a synagogue, 6 more injured. According to the Anti-Defamation League, it's believed to be the deadliest attack on the Jewish community in the history of the United States. The man accused with carrying out that attack is now facing federal hate crime charges, among others, charges that could lead to the death penalty. We're also learning more about the suspected gunman, his trail of anti-Semitic posts on social media, for example. Those posts included some that targeted HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. It's an organization that provides aid and assistance for refugees of all backgrounds and religions. Melanie Nezer is Senior Vice President with HIAS. If you don't mind, Melanie, let me just start with your reaction to the attack. What were your initial thoughts when you heard about the shooting, and also when you learned that the man charged with the shooting had referenced HIAS, your organization, on social media?
Well, hearing about the shooting as a Jewish person and as an American, you know, kind of, while not surprising, was still shocking. So trying to process that information and to hear about this deadly attack on a synagogue was the first shock that we got this weekend. And then just about a half hour later, having received the information about the tweet about HIAS, honestly, we're still processing that.
I mean, the tweet, I'm not sure if it was on Twitter, but the man charged with the attack wrote on a social media platform, "HIAS likes to bring invaders in that kill our people. I can't sit by and watch my people get slaughtered. Screw your optics. I'm going in." I mean, that is really eerie.
That statement contains so much misinformation that I think people really need to understand what HIAS and other refugee resettlement agencies do and what our role is in this country. The U.S. government brings in refugees. The U.S. government identifies people abroad. There are 25 million refugees around the world, 65 million displaced people overall. That's the highest level in recorded history. And the U.S. government offers safety to a tiny fraction of those people. And then agencies like HIAS and other national resettlement agencies, most of which are faith-based, and our local partners, we're the ones who meet them at the airport and take them home and make sure that they're refrigerator has food in it and make sure that their kids get enrolled in schools. We make sure that they are connected with employers. So that's the work that we do. We don't bring them here. We welcome them. We hear their stories today, and they're no different than our parents' stories, our grandparents' stories, you know, our relatives' stories. They're seeking the same things that we did and are finding it here in the U.S., safety and hope and a chance at a future.
Yeah, give us a little more information about the history of HIAS. It's been around for more than 100 years. How did it all start?
Well, we started in the 1880s. It was a Jewish organization that literally went down to the docks at Ellis Island to help newer Jewish refugees and immigrants. We were working with Jewish refugees because there were so many. It wasn't until about 20 years ago that we had a decision to make. We decided that once we were an organization that helped refugees because they were Jewish, and now we help refugees because we are Jewish, because we have a connection and a real empathy to refugees and people who are persecuted for what they believe and who they are. So we decided that those stories are no different than our stories, and that people fleeing persecution today deserve the same chance that people did before when they were offered it in this country.
Are there non-Jews who've been kind of resettled into the U.S. by HIAS who are wondering what is going on? Have you heard those kind of questions?
Well, what we've heard more is what can we do to help? You resettled us. You helped us. You brought us here. What can we do to help? And, you know, sadly, what we're also hearing is this our fault? Because you helped us? Is this our fault? And I think the answer to that is a resounding no. They've done everything that they're supposed to do. They, you know, they've come in through the refugee program. They've started their lives again. And now all they want to do is help. And, you know, they've found sanctuary here where they can worship, where they can express their beliefs, where they can associate with the people that they want to. So for them, this is a sanctuary. And I don't think this really changes that. But of course, everybody's worried about where this could go.
With the rhetoric from the president and the reception some of his tweets are getting with people like the alleged attacker in Pittsburgh, as well as the alleged bomb maker last week, where do you sit in the middle of all this rhetoric and how do you deal with it?
Well, I think the only way that we deal with it is to stand up to it. I think that what we've learned time and time again, and particularly this weekend, is that hate speech can lead to hate action and violence, and we can't give it a pass anymore. That's really our only weapon. We need to stand up and fight against hate and make sure we don't give any of it a pass anymore, because the consequences can be so tragic.
Melanie Nezer, the Senior Vice President for Public Affairs of HIAS, thank you very much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.